Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Well, it is time for the wisdom moment. The wisdom moment today comes from Proverbs 18:12. It reads, "Before his downfall, a man's heart is proud, but humility comes before honor." Let me read that again. Proverbs 18:21, today's wisdom moment. Before his downfall, a man's heart is proud, but humility comes before honor. It's important for us to recognize a prerequisite before a man falls. If we take note of what took place that led them to fall, we can help prevent our own fall or the fall of others. I mean, clearly the Word of God tells us plainly that pride is what proceeds or comes before a downfall. And of course, the last one to recognize that they're about to fall is someone who's blinded by pride, right?
That's right.
Why it's so important to have relationships. So somebody can look at you and go, what are you doing?
Knock you off.
what happened? Where, don't you remember what you were when you were first called? Oh, yeah, that's right. And it's so important to have somebody like that that knows you, because pride is blinding. And we find out, it's a prerequisite before everything crashes and burns. And pride, you think about it, it's defined as a high or inordinate opinion of one's own dignity, importance, merit, or superiority. It's when we begin to take our own counsel over God's, when we begin to perceive ourselves over others. It's when we feel our experience, good or bad, and knowledge trumps all others, including God. It's an intense self-awareness, good or bad, that causes us to begin to self-focus and become aware of ourselves, or prideful. I was always on my mind, right? And this is a downward spiral. This thing always ends in a man's downfall. It always ends. It's like a black hole that just begins to suck that person away. And you think about it, why not be wrong? Because, right? That's what Pastor said. Because. Why not be wrong? Think about it. Why not be wrong? Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Why not be right? It's so important to realize that we all know in part and we prophesy in part, and that we need God in everything we're doing. We're supposed to trust God with our lives and his plan, and knowing that his plan is better for us than our own. That his reputation is more important to protect than our own reputation. Hebrews 11:1 tells us, now faith is being sure of what you hope for and certain of what you don't see. Hebrews 11:6 says, now, without faith, you can't even please God. See, faith is trusting God's confidence, trusting God, having confidence and trusting God confidently with ourselves, not focusing on ourselves, denying ourselves, picking up our cross and following the Lord. That's how we can humble ourselves before God. This is demonstrated in our life and shown in our lives by our abiding lifestyle, that we're always going to God for direction and leadership in his word. We're hanging around other people that are going to God, that are abiding with God and seeking his leadership and direction. Why? Because that person is a person like King David that inquires of God. And that is an outward sign of an inward manifestation of somebody who's not prideful. They're looking for God's counsel. But humility that comes before honor, he says, after that, humility is defined as a total dependency on God and respect for other people. When we honor God and throw ourselves upon him and his ways, we begin to see honor in our lives. It's amazing. Everything you thought you had to protect, when you just let it fall, when you let it go and trust God with it, it's amazing how God's able to do what you try to do yourself. Today's wisdom moment is Proverbs 18:12. Proverbs 18:12. Before his downfall, a man's heart is proud, but humility comes before honor.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.